local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
I welcome you into a Tuesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin hanging out with you for the next 2 hours and 50 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 262-6111. Definitely a somber day today here in Escambia County. Our top story today, after an exhaustive search involving at least 70, if not more, personnel in Molino, a four-year-old boy's body found this afternoon, four-year-old Daryl Beck. Sheriff Chip Simmons.
The body was located in one of the ponds. The family is obviously devastated, and we just ask that you keep that family in your thoughts and prayers.
Beck, a four-year-old autistic boy, nonverbal, went missing near Barano Park School Road earlier this morning. Sheriff Simmons says that multiple agencies were involved, canine units, dive teams. Simmons says the area was heavily wooded and had the two ponds nearby. Beck's body found in one of those ponds. So a terrible story in Escambia County today. Also in our top three stories, Democrats huddling behind closed doors, discussing their concerns over President Biden's candidacy following the debate performance against Donald Trump.
The twin goals that we have, preventing Donald Trump from ever setting foot in the White House and getting 218 votes for Hakeem Jeffries on January 3rd.
That was after a meeting this morning at the Democratic National Committee headquarters. Handful of Democrats argued Biden should drop out of the race. Many top Democrats, though, exiting the meeting and telling reporters they are standing by the president. Over 2 million people still without power in Texas after barrel slam parts of the state.
This was a big storm that has affected a lot of customers. It's going to take a few days for this to get restored.
And electricity could stay out in the Houston area for at least another day or so if near triple-digit weather. Heat advisories in effect for most of southeast Texas today. CenterPoint Energy says they expect power to be back on for nearly a million customers by the end of tomorrow. That's a look at our top three stories here on this Tuesday. We'll get our local headlines, state, national news still to come here. Traffic and weather now, followed by today's history of the Blue Angels.
Thank you very much, Joe. All righty. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, now enrolling 4 and 5 year olds for kindergarten. You can register now, enrolling at pca.com, the area's premier kindergarten learning program. All righty. Looking at the roads here, there are several spots to note here early. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've got our typical evening backups there. Same can be said for North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. We also have some problems on Fairfield Drive, traveling eastbound towards North Palafox Street, and Brent Lane traveling eastbound, or westbound rather, towards Palafox Street as well. Outside of that, it's going to be a lot of backups on Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And there's some congestion there that's going to back you up to the Windhaven Beach area. And then the last major spot's going to be Caroline Street or Highway 90. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's about 90 degrees in Pensacola currently, partly cloudy. It does feel closer to 100. That's no big deal there. I mean, that's been the par for the course recently, unfortunately. Storms are likely tonight, about a 70% chance, and those chances are going to bleed into tomorrow as well, with tonight's low being 78 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, and here's today's history of the Blue Angels.
In October of 1985, the Blue Angels would welcome their first black pilot in the 40-year history of the Precision Flying Squadron. A native of Pelham, Georgia, and one of 12 children, Lieutenant Commander Donnie Cochran would fly left wing in the number 3 jet. He flew with the Blue Angels for 3 years, rotated out and into other duties, and then returned to the Blue Angels for the 1995 season, this time as commanding officer and flight leader. In 1986, the Blue Angels celebrated their 40th anniversary, flying 65 shows in 36 cities. The biggest crowd by far was at the New York City demonstration flown at the 100th birthday of the Statue of Liberty. This July 4th performance drew a crowd of more than 8 million people, shattering the record of 1.5 million set in 1964 at Mexico City. This record still stands today and is unlikely to be broken anytime soon. By year's end, more than 200 million spectators had seen the Blue Angels in their 40 years of breathtaking aerobatics. The final show of the 86 season took place at NAS New Orleans on November 2nd. It was also the last show in the A4 Skyhawks, which had served the squadron so well since 1974. The Blue Angels would transition into the sleek, state-of-the-art FA-18 Hornet during winter training preceding the 1987 season. The twin-engine McDonnell Douglas Hornet was designed as the Navy's first dual-role air-to-air fighter and air-to-ground attack aircraft. It is a high-performance tactical jet which can perform fighter, strike, or intercept missions from carriers or land-based airstrips. Its combination of high power and light weight give this sophisticated jet impressive maneuverability, rate of climb, and acceleration. All great features for a demonstration aircraft. The ones flown by the Blue Angels are just like the ones flown in the regular fleet squadrons, except for a few minor modifications. Weapons have been removed, and smoke tanks have been installed for use during air shows. But if necessary, they can be converted back to combat-ready status in just 48 hours. I'll be back with more after this.
With the continued growing cost of medical insurance, there is one place you can always turn for affordable health care, and that is ProHealth Labs and Medical Care. With 7 locations on the Panhandle, including Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, and Milton, ProHealth always accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. ProHealth is self-pay, with office visits starting at $77. Employers, did you know that ProHealth is the largest occupational health and workforce solutions on the Gulf Coast? To find out more or to make an appointment, go to ProHealthFL.com.
The Blue Angels enter Russian airspace and are met by MiG fighter jets in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about some interesting things out of the Milton City Council, where Councilman Mike Cusack has apparently deleted public records from a work email and also gotten rid of a phone that had text messages on it, and then said he didn't even know they were public records because he doesn't know what the training is on that, even though he signs a financial disclosure form every year that says he does. Also, big discussion about Navarre Incorporation and how that process will play out. Listen at the podcast page on newsradio923.com.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
I wasn't expecting the mic to be hot there. At least I coughed and
didn't do
a litany of other things that I should have done.
Didn't do something worse, right? Well, that's the thing.
I mean, as soon as the music started, you were like, mic on, let's go.
Well, because that's the thing. I'm like, okay, well, I know, I don't know if we were going to do any like local, like we have a few local headlines, right? And then like state national. Sure. So I'm like, all right, we got a lot to tackle here.
You were ready to go.
And not only that, but this time I saw the time and I'm like, oh, okay, so I know it's not my turn. So I know it's Joe's. That's got to be top priority. Get that mic on.
Get it on, baby. No time wasted here on a Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now. Except for the 45 seconds that we've just wasted. Right. Yeah, let's get a couple of local headlines here out of the way, state headlines as well. So I do have a couple of other big local stories. The Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon charged in the death of his wife last November is waiving his right to appear for an arraignment this week, thus pleading not guilty. That, according to the PNJ, Dr. Ben Brown was scheduled to appear Thursday after being arrested last month on a charge of negligent manslaughter. 33-year-old Hillary Brown died a week after going into cardiac arrest while Ben Brown was operating on her. Investigators say Brown waited between 10 and 20 minutes to begin CPR after Hillary became unresponsive. He's currently free after posting $50,000 bond following his arrest. Also, City of Milton leaders say there's been a rash of fires involving individuals illegally living in RVs within city limits. Now they're aiming to put a stop to it.
The city does provide for the placement of an RV on a private parcel, but you can't reside in a recreational vehicle within this community. More of a safety issue than an eyesore, although they can become an eyesore.
That is City Manager Randy Jorgensen. He talked to Channel 3. He says in the last year, there have been four such fires, all involving electrical issues. Jorgensen says, while you are allowed to have an RV on private property, it is illegal to live within the RV within city limits there. Let's look at some state notes now. A teen is recovering after being bit by a shark in Ponce Inlet, south of Daytona Beach. The attack happened late Monday morning at a junior lifeguard camp. Witnesses say the boy was diving into the water when he landed on the shark and was attacked, suffering a bite to the right calf.
And Colorado State University updating its forecast for the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. The researchers are predicting 25 named storms, 12 hurricanes, and 6 major hurricanes of Category 3 or greater. Back in June, the hurricane experts called for 23 named storms, 11 hurricanes, and 5 major storms. There have already been 3 named ones, Alberto, Chris, and Beryl. They point to the very warm waters of the tropical Atlantic and the likely transition to a La Nina weather pattern as the reasons for the slightly higher numbers.
Also, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is sharing what she calls encouraging news about drug overdose deaths in Florida.
This is the greatest percentage decrease in deaths caused by fentanyl in our state since 2016.
Moody says that the total drug-related deaths, opioid-caused deaths, and deaths caused by fentanyl are all down. The 2023 Florida Medical Examiner's interim report shows the overall drug overdose death rate declined by 7% during the first 6 months of 2023, also a 10% drop in deaths caused by fentanyl.
And Donald Trump is holding a rally at Trump National Doral tonight. Political scientist Dr. Susan McManus says that there are rumors he may be tapping Senator Marco Rubio to be his running mate, but she doesn't expect the announcement to come tonight.
He's known for keeping decisions like this very, very close to the vest. It's certainly a good strategy, though, to have an event in Florida and down in Miami and to keep Rubio's name alive.
It will be one of Trump's last major rallies prior to next week's Republican National Convention. 425 here, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Alrighty here. Let's see what we got. So we have the most congestion on Navarre Parkway. This is if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We've got a couple spurts of it that push you back to Windhaven Beach. Towards the end of that congestion in the Windhaven Beach area, we do have an accident report. Can't really tell how much, if at all, that is contributing to the backups in that area, but nonetheless, something to look out for. Outside of that, it's more of the spots that we covered in our last update. Fairfield Drive traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. And Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And maybe a little bit of congestion still on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
As we head into Wednesday, there's a pretty good chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, but in this case, it looks like it's most likely during the first half of the day or during the morning hours. It'll still, of course, be warm and humid with high temperatures mainly up around the low 90s, give or take, and our heat index values could feel like they're up around 100. Later this week, the rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 4:27 almost here. Taking a look at national news today, the White House releasing a letter from President Biden's doctor after yesterday's contentious press briefing over visits to the White House by a Parkinson's disease specialist. Dr. Kevin O'Connor says there were no findings which would be consistent with any cerebellar or other central neurological disorder such as stroke, multiple sclerosis, or Parkinson's. O'Connor says the neurologist also makes visits in support of military personnel assigned to the White House.
And the Republican National Committee is adopting a new platform more closely aligned with Donald Trump's positions. The platform softens language on the issue of abortion and says Republicans will oppose late-term abortion while supporting policies that advance prenatal care, access to birth control, and IVF. The platform expresses support for states to pass their own abortion laws but says nothing about a national abortion ban.
The U.S. military is pulling out of Niger. Troops formally withdrew from a major airbase in the African nation yesterday. It's the first of two planned withdrawals since the government fell to a military coup last year and the U.S. was ordered out. Since taking over, the military junta has pursued closer ties with Russia.
And Hunter Biden dropping his request for a new trial in his federal gun case. The president's son was convicted of three counts related to lying about his drug addiction to obtain a firearm. His attorneys requested a new trial last month, arguing that there was a procedural mistake that should have stopped the trial from moving forward. The legal team conceded today, however, that they misunderstood the situation and withdrew the request. Hunter is still pursuing several other challenges to his conviction.
A bill that seeks to make sure that non-citizens are not registered to vote in federal elections is set to come up for a vote.
The evidence that non-citizens register to vote and illegally cast ballots in federal elections is substantial.
Well, the Biden administration is opposing the so-called SAVE Act, saying it would do nothing to safeguard elections, but make it much harder for eligible Americans to register to vote and increase the risk that eligible voters are purged from voter rolls.
And Wall Street is closing mixed after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's remarks to Congress. Powell expressed concern today that leaving rates high for too long could jeopardize economic growth. Both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ edged higher to notch new closing records. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 52 points to 39,291. The S&P 500 added 4 points to 55,76. And the NASDAQ gained 25 points to 18,429.
And we'll hear from Powell coming up in our health, business, and science section. Recapping our top stories today, Democrats huddling behind closed doors. A meeting over concerns over President Biden's candidacy. A handful of Democrats arguing he should step down, while many, though, are saying they stand by the president. Over 2 million people still without power in Texas after barrel slammed parts of the state yesterday. A lot of the utilities say that it could be multiple days before power is restored to everyone. And here in Escambia County, tragic update this afternoon as Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons confirming that the body of 4-year-old Daryl Beck was found in a pond near Barano Park. He was reported missing earlier this morning. Search efforts included over 70 personnel from various agencies, dive teams, canine units as well.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Democratic lawmakers have been holding private meetings today as questions swirl about President Biden's health and the future of his candidacy. Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill.
Democrats say they are unified behind President Biden because they need to beat former President Trump. But many of their arguments are more against Mr. Trump and not for President Biden.
The White House once again said today the president is committed to serving another 4 years. Recovery efforts are underway in Texas after Hurricane Beryl left millions without power Monday. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne is in Galveston.
Officials warn power restoration across Texas will take a few days. Traffic lights are out. Some homes are missing roofs here. Crews have to clean up the damage before they can get to some of these wires.
The storm is blamed for at least 7 deaths in the U.S. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Fifth Third Bank wrongfully triggered some 1,000 auto repossessions by charging extra fees for insurance coverage that was redundant to what the driver already had, according to charges announced by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The federal watchdog agency charged that 35,000 bank customers were harmed by a range of illegal activities and practices at Fifth Third, which has branches in 12 states. Investigators with the Federal Trade Commission are saying in a new report released today that firms that manage drug benefits, which promise to keep high drug costs at bay, instead steer patients away from less expensive medicines and overcharge them for cancer therapies. The findings follow a 2-year investigation into the firms known as PBMs and calls from some lawmakers to rein in the firm's business practices. U.S. stocks finished today's session slightly lower. The NASDAQ composite at a 6-day record up 25 points. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Joe Burrow was recently on Part of My Take and said if the NFL regular season goes to 18 games, then 2 bye weeks should happen. The Bengals QB suggested 1 regular bye week for each team, and then during the second bye week, it would be league-wide with the Pro Bowl occurring then. Personally, I don't think the NFL should expand to 18 games, but when they inevitably do, we don't need to make any alterations to the schedule that includes the Pro Bowl. Also, who would attend the irrelevant Pro Bowl over taking a week off? I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
On September 11th, 2001... an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. All right. So the worst looking spot so far this hour has been Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area, and then approaching Highway 87. Near Windhaven Beach, we did have an accident report earlier that does appear to be making those backups worse. So be on the lookout for that if you're anywhere near that area. We also have a couple of accident reports. This is on I-10 near Pine Forest Road, but neither of them appear to be causing any issues at this time. But nonetheless, I guess look out for that as well. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've got our typical evening traffic in that area. And we've got some on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10 and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. The last major spots are going to be Fairfield Drive traveling westbound towards Palafox and maybe a little bit of backups on Caroline Street or Highway 90 if you're traveling just past Avalon Boulevard.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Wednesday, and in this case, it looks like most of that rain will hit during the first half of the day or during the morning hours, and potentially even before the sun comes up. As we head through the rest of the day, high temps will likely still reach low 90s for much of the area, so it will be hot and it will be humid. Later this week, and as we head toward the weekend, the rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 4:39 now at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, what's going on in sports today?
All right, well, we got a lot going on. First of all, I wanted to ask you about something. So we had the Wimbledon quarterfinals.
Yes.
Daniil, my goodness, Medvedev upset top-seeded Jannik Sinner in a four-hour, five-set thriller. Also, three-seed Carlos Alcaraz beat 12-seed American Tommy Paul. And it's like it was like the start of on the women's side.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was about to say, was that supposed to be a follow up that we just didn't complete?
Well, I just didn't complete it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was a mix up or if there wasn't anything going on that end.
Thank you for outing me publicly for my failures.
if I did so, it was by accident. I'm sorry. But we did have the Wimbledon quarterfinals today, and also the Euro semifinal. We had Spain beating France 2-1 to advance to Sunday's final, and tomorrow England will play the Netherlands. Also have just a couple MLB notes here as far as what's going on today. So we've got the Rays versus the Yankees at 5:50, the Marlins at Astros at 7:10, and the Braves at D-backs at 8:40. Those are our local teams playing tonight. Not televised, but nonetheless something to look out for. As far as televised games, though, on TBS at 5:40, we're going to have Dodgers at Phillies. Those are two of the top teams in the NL, so you're going to really want to look out for that one. And then we've got two more players throwing in their hats, or throwing their hats in the ring, rather, for the Home Run Derby on Monday. Kansas City Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. and Atlanta Braves outfielder Marcell Ozuna each announced that they will be competing in this year's Home Run Derby in Arlington. Other confirmed entries include Philadelphia Phillies third baseman Alec Bohm, Baltimore Orioles shortstop Gunnar Henderson, and New York Mets first baseman Pete Alonso. And then we've got a couple of NFL headlines here. Some controversial names, dare I say. Brett Favre and his legal team looking to revive their defamation suit against Shannon Sharpe. The legendary quarterback has been involved in a welfare scandal in Mississippi, and that's something that Sharpe, a fellow NFL Hall of Famer, publicly criticized Favre for on his former show Skip and Shannon Undisputed, and that's the moment that Favre's team sided for the defamation. This case was thrown out back in October after a federal judge declared that Sharpe used constitutionally protected speech. I think the argument by Favre's legal team was, it's defamation because Sharpe accused him of like theft or accused him of like stealing. And it's like, well, his audience is going to take that in a literal sense when it was meant in a figurative sense. And it's like, okay, good luck with that. I don't know what that is supposed to mean as far as how the judge is supposed to look at that and really make a case out of it, but whatever. Also, Steelers cornerback Cam Sutton has been suspended for 8 games without pay for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. That's according to ESPN. Sutton made headlines, of course, back in March for being wanted by police over a domestic violence case, and that's a matter that drove the Detroit Lions to release him. He signed with the Steelers last month and will be eligible to return to them in late October. That's going to be after Week 8. So, yay, Steelers getting the best of the best. We already had him once, and after that situation, we're just like, we got to get him back.
I guess so.
Can I ask you a question since we're on the sports topic? Why are you wearing a Florida Gators visor?
Because I, my adopted SEC team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a real answer or a joke answer?
No, it's a real answer.
Oh, my goodness. Adopted.
I have my Florida visor, like AKA, like or not AKA, but paying a homage to the old ball coach, Steve Spurrier. If you don't, right. You don't know him, he was a Florida head coach in the 90s. Back when Florida was really good.
It's funny. Before I came to work today, I was watching 90s college football, and I was watching Steve Spurrier's Gators and Tom Osborne's Nebraska Cornhuskers in the 95 title game.
Okay, the Orange Bowl, right? Or yeah, no, Fiesta.
Yeah, I think it was the Fiesta Bowl, and Tommy Frazier. Yes. They broke like 60 points in
lit
that game,
up,
I think.
Lit them up, yes. Yeah, so that's why. Oh, by the way, I did look up because I did want to pay proper respect to the women's matches in Wimbledon today. So Jasmine Paolini, the 7 seed, beat American Emma Navarro in straight sets. And then Donna Vekic defeated Lulu Sun in the other quarterfinal today. So there you go. 4:44. Let's just go ahead and get traffic and weather out of the way. We'll start with Alan this time.
As we head into Wednesday, there's a pretty good chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, but in this case, it looks like it's most likely during the first half of the day or during the morning hours. It'll still, of course, be warm and humid with high temperatures mainly up around the low 90s, give or take, and our heat index values could feel like they're up around 100. Later this week, the rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All righty, and looking at the roads here, still got a lot of backups on the Navarre Parkway. This is if you're traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. Did have an accident report in that area, adding to the backups there. Also have some backups here and there on Mobile Highway at the intersection with Fairfield Drive, so be on the lookout for that, and maybe a little bit more northbound as you're approaching Blue Angel Parkway. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still dealing with some heavy backups, and 9 Mile Road itself traveling eastbound towards I-10 has some issues at this time as well. Then it's going to be Pensacola Boulevard traveling southbound coming from Burgess Road and North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. And that's just Navarre and Pensacola. We also have just some minor spurts of congestion on Caroline Street or Highway 90. That's if you are traveling east or west, passing Avalon Boulevard and coming from the Glover Lane area. Also, maybe a little bit more as you continue westbound approaching Chemukla Highway, but that's not a lot. That could just be backups at the light.
All right.
Looking at some health business and science notes today, the Federal Reserve says high inflation isn't the only risk the economy faces. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, speaking to Congress today, says he wants to see more evidence inflation is cooling before cutting interest rates, but adds that waiting too long could hurt the economy as well and the labor market.
Inflation has eased notably over the past couple of years, but remains above the Federal Open Market Committee's longer-run goal of 2%.
He said new numbers showing unemployment rising slightly may prompt rate cuts sooner. Powell says the Fed will need to examine more economic data before making a rate cut decision.
And sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise, particularly amongst older Americans, so warn your grandpa. New data from Fair Health found a nearly 5% jump in STD diagnoses from 2020 to 2023. Among people aged 65 and older, that jump was nearly 24%. Syphilis was leading the way, followed by gonorrhea. Young people and those 19 to 24 were the only groups to see a decrease in STDs.
All right. Sunday set a new single-day screening record for the Transportation Security Administration. Over 3 million people were screened on the Sunday following the 4th, surpassing the record of 2.99 million set a few weeks prior.
And a number of Hyundai dealers are suing the South Korean carmaker, claiming that the company inflated sales for electric vehicles and punished dealers that wouldn't participate in the deception. The lawsuit, filed in Chicago, said that Hyundai put pressure on dealers to misuse inventory codes to make it seem like more EVs were being sold. That's electrical vehicles. The suit goes on to say that those who cooperated were given price discounts and other rewards. The company is accused of hyping up its sales numbers for investors.
All right. A smishing attack could target your iPhone. Smishing is the term used for phishing attacks sent via text message. They appear to be trying to get users' Apple ID logins, according to Macworld and 9to5Mac. Apple users are reportedly receiving texts claiming to be from service representatives with a website link to what looks like an iCloud login. The website even includes a CAPTCHA, which could appear to lend legitimacy to it.
Man, these scammers getting more and more creative. Here in Pop Culture Notes, the first trailer being released for Gladiator 2. The film is a sequel of 2000's Gladiator, which won the Academy Award for Best Picture. It follows Lucius, the son of the first film's antagonist, as he returns to Rome as a gladiator.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm not sure that will be a movie theater one, but...
It's got to be an all-time... Like, it's got to be an instant classic for me to go to the theaters for it.
Yeah, I know that. I do really like the first Gladiator with Russell Crowe. So if you've seen that, which I know, Austin, you have not.
I've seen bits and pieces.
That's what you say about everything, which all that means is you've accidentally watched a trailer on YouTube.
Yeah, I stumbled across it. It was an ad that I skipped.
Yeah. A member of the iconic country group, the Oak Ridge Boys, has passed away. Tenor singer Joe Bonsall lost his battle with a neuromuscular disorder on July 9th. He was 76. He retired from touring back in January due to mobility issues.
Oh, that's really unfortunate. Because, I mean, I think he's the first of the original four members to pass away, right? The only reason I know as much about it is because I actually know somebody who was, like, I think a cousin of William Lee Golden, who was one of the members of the Oak Ridge Boys. That's the only reason I know as much about him as I do. The Beatles could be up for a Grammy or multiple Grammys for the first time in more than a quarter of a century. Their final single, Now and Then, could get one or more nominations when they're announced in November. The Beatles picked up their last Grammys for the 1997 single Free as a Bird. Other Beatles-related projects have been nominated for and even won Grammys since then, but none of them were credited to the full band. Hmm.
Pretty interesting one here. Two grocery stores in Alabama are now offering gun owners the opportunity to purchase ammunition from vending machines. The self-service ammunition kiosks owned by American Rounds have been installed at Fresh Value grocery stores in Tuscaloosa and Pell City. The kiosks are about the size of a home refrigerator. They use facial recognition technology and require ID and age verification before being allowed to make purchases. So
interesting.
Good idea to have ammunition vending machines around town.
It's definitely an American idea. I mean, it sounds like they're pretty
secure
thorough.
As far as the...
Yeah. I mean, facial recognition and identification, age verification, I mean, that's about as limited as you can make it. If anything, that sounds more restrictive than just how it already is. So, sure.
Maybe. All right. 4:50, we'll take a break on that note, recapping our top stories, wacky stories, and good news as well, coming up next.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church.
I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Be sure to tune in to News Radio Pensacola on Friday at 2 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. to listen to the narration of the Blue Angels Fly on Pensacola Beach.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We'll get right into our traffic and weather together here because we've got quite a lot to touch on the roads here. Several spots of congestion currently and an accident report still causing some trouble. So if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87 passing the Windhaven Beach area on your way, we had an accident report in that area that's greatly worsening the typical evening traffic we have over there. Also, we have some backups on Pine Forest Road, just minor, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and then a little bit coming from 9 Mile if you're trying to get onto I-10. Also have an accident report on I-10 in that area, but this is going to be on Pine Forest Road right under I-10, but it doesn't appear to be causing much of any issues on its own. Then it's going to be the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, kind of backed up, particularly if you're traveling northbound on Palafox. Also traveling southbound on Pensacola Boulevard coming from Burgess Road, we've still got some pretty heavy backups in that vicinity. Then it's going to be Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Fairfield Drive traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. We also have some minor issues on North Davis Highway if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road or northbound towards I-10. And then we just have some minor spurts of congestion here and there on Caroline Street or Highway 90, particularly between Avalon Boulevard and Glover Lane. But that doesn't look too severe at this time.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Wednesday, and in this case, it looks like most of that rain will hit during the first half of the day or during the morning hours and potentially even before the sun comes up. As we head through the rest of the day, high temps will likely still reach low 90s for much of the area, so it will be hot and it will be humid. Later this week, and as we head toward the weekend, the rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Recapping our top stories quickly here, a terrible story in Escambia County this afternoon. Earlier this morning, a four-year-old boy, Daryl Beck, had been reported missing, and exhaustive search
involving over 70 deputies, law enforcement agents, private citizens helping out as well. Sheriff Chip Simmons at around 1:30 or so this afternoon confirmed that Beck's body was recovered in a pond near Berno Park School Road in Molino. So just a tragic story there. Democrats holding closed-door meetings today discussing concerns over President Biden's candidacy. A handful of Democrats say that Biden should drop out. Others, though, many top Democrats saying that they stand by the president. And after Beryl moved through Texas yesterday, over 2 million people still without power, and electric cooperatives and utilities say it could be several days, although about half of customers should be back on by the end of the day tomorrow. That's a look at our top three stories today. On the wackier side of things, Austin, a man and woman in Boston had dinner at a place in Chinatown last weekend and tried to dine and dash. The woman was 24-year-old Zaire Alexander, no relation to the all-pro cornerback from the Packers.
Yeah.
After they ate, she went to the bathroom and the guy walked out. Then she started to walk out too, and when employees tried to stop her, she pulled a gun, a pink Glock. She pointed it at an older employee who wrestled the gun away, and Zaire took off. Police were able to quickly identify her, though, because she left her social security guard there.
What?
Sounds like she dropped it during the scuffle. She turned herself in the next day.
My goodness, what fools. As I said, if you're going to be a criminal, at least be a smart one. If you're planning a European vacation, you may want to steer clear of Barcelona, Spain, or at least make your visit quick. A lot of the locals have become fed up with mass tourism and are taking to the streets to protest. Not only are demonstrators marching through popular tourist areas, but they've apparently been getting tourists wet with squirt guns. Hmm. So be on the lookout for that, I suppose.
Well, I've been to Europe twice, our honeymoon and then 1 year anniversary. I did not encounter any sort of resistance to our traveling.
Did you go to Barcelona?
I did not go to Barcelona.
That's why.
So, yeah, I'll have to keep that in mind. I do need to get back to Europe. We've tried several times and have not been able to be successful for various reasons. Looking at some good news, most medical students at Johns Hopkins University will no longer have to pay tuition thanks to a major gift.
We're quite excited about the impact that this will have on increasing access to health-related professions at Johns Hopkins.
Bloomberg Philanthropies announced a donation of $1 billion. Medical students from families making less than $300,000 a year will not pay tuition starting this fall.
Wow.
Students from families making less than $175,000 a year will also have their living expenses covered by the university as well. So that's cool.
Yeah, very wholesome there. And let's see. Carrie Knox works as an intervention specialist at an elementary school in Fresno, California. He teaches life skills and helps kids work through any issues they're having. But now he's also a barber. That's right. He went to school for it during the pandemic and recently noticed that a student hadn't had a trim in a while, so he got permission from the parents and his principal to start cutting kids' hair at lunch for free. He says it's been a boost for their self-esteem, and it gives them a chance to check in and build relationships. Yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, so he works as an intervention specialist and then now is a barber, so giving the students free haircuts there. That's really well done. A bunch of garden gnomes went missing last month from a guy's yard in the Canadian city of Kelowna. They weren't stolen, though. There's apparently a secretive group that calls itself the Gnome Restoration Society. They borrowed them, fixed them up, and then returned them all. So,
huh, okay.
Yeah, I guess there's gnome elves.
Yeah, there's a specialist group out there for everybody.
Absolutely,
I suppose.
Yeah,
everybody and everything. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I've never. You know, I always hear a lot about garden gnomes. I've never I almost never see any in yards.
No, I don't.
That must be a Canadian.
The only one that I would want to get is one from the Masters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean that's understandable.